Yudamadalev, let us again start the top Taisvis. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda. Now we hear in the Gemara that Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda hold a magbiya metzia lechaveiroi lekona chaveiroi. I time have a Taisvis lebalchoi bemokim shechav lacheirim. A Taisvis lebalchoi bemokim shechav lacheirim lekona. By picking up a metziah for someone, he's chav lacherem, and therefore he's not koina. Therefore, they hold a magbi metziah lachaveiroi leikona chaveiroi. So the ptaisves taima de bishili meshilin omar the seif misachdes beye. The Gemara says as follows: milei mayin v'nosan lachaveiroi. Someone went and filled up water, and he gave it to the chava. The shaila is, whose tchumim does the water have? Does the water have the tchum of the mamalei, or does the water have the tchum of mi shenismalele? We're speaking about hefkadika water, and whoever becomes a bailim on this water, so the water is nigra achrob, and it has the tchumim of the bailim. So the Gemara says as follows: Rav Sheshes Omar keraglei hamemalei. Rav Sheshes says that the water has the din like the mamalei. Rav Nachman Omar keraglei mi shenismaloloi. It has the halachas. It has the tchumim of the one who it was filled for. Umasik. So the Gemara fears ois in Meseches Beye. What is the machloikes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes? The magbiya metziya lachaveiroi pleading. The machloikes is magbiya metziya lachaveiroi. The mar sovar kone, umar sovar loikone. So, poshet, if we would stop over here, so it would seem as follows. Rav Nachman holds keraglei mishenis maluloi, that the water has the tchumim of the person it was nismale for, so he holds adbi metziya lechaveiroi kone chaveiroi. So he was kind of the water, so therefore it has his tchumim. Rav Sheshes holds keraglei hamemale, he holds loikone chaveiroi. Fine. Now the problem is in Rav Nachman. Umashme del Rav Nachman kone chaveiroi. Lekach have keraglei mishen is maluloi. Therefore, it's like the it has the tchumim of the mishen is maluloi. In our Gemara says that Rav Nachman holds a magvi metzil lechaveiroi loikone chaveiroi. That is a tremendous problem. V'Rashi goras hosom, so Rashi makes a girsa over there. Mar sovar koni, umar sovar loy koni. Not the girsa is mar sovar kone chaveiroi, umar sovar loy kone chaveiroi. Figoiris kone chaveiroi, so then it seems Rav Nachman, who holds keragle mishen is maluloi, holds kone chaveiroi, and here he holds a magbi metzir chaveiroi, loy kone chaveiroi. So Rashi is moichik the word chaveiroi, loy goras chaveiroi. Mar sova koni, umar sova loy koni. Vloy goras chaveiroi. Vekulu sovri, they all hold, Sai Rav Nachman, and Sai Rav Sheshes hold the loikoni chaveiroi. Everyone holds loikoni chaveiroi because a magbiya metziya chaveiroi loikoni chaveiroi. Elo, so what is the machloikis between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman? El Rav Nachman sova the magbiya nami loikoni. Rav Nachman holds the magbiya is also not koine. That means Rav Nachman holds that he was magbiya, the mamale was magbiya for someone else. And that person wasn't kaine, because magbiya metziya lechaveiroi loikane chaveiroi. So Rav Nachman holds the magbiya is also not kaine, because ulekach shaloka chaveiroi mimenu kane. So when the chaver will take it from him, then he'll be kaine. That means the mamale filled it up for the lemishan is male. For the Lemishan is Mali. Reuven filled it up for Shimon. Now, Shimon wasn't Zeiche. So now it's like this. So when Reuven picks it up, the vial, no one was Zeiche. It doesn't belong to Reuven, because Reuven didn't want to be Zeiche for himself. It doesn't belong to Shimon, because HaMagbi Metzi L'Chaveiroi, Loikon L'Chaveiroi. So it doesn't belong to anyone. That, what Rav Nachman says, Kemishin is maleloi means that when he gives it to him, he'll then be kaine. So that means there at basherushom bishas the milui is no trumim whatsoever. When he gives it to him, then so then the mishin is maleloi Shimon will be kaine, and then we'll get the trumim of Shimon. ולקח שלוקח חברוי ממנו קונוי. ורב שישי סובר, and רב שישי סולס, the קונה הממלא. רב שישי סולס, the ממלא was קונה. The given the לוי קונה חברה, he picked it up for the חבר. But the חבר wasn't קונה, is who קונה? So he was קונה. ולקח הווי כרגלו. And that is why it is like Raglov, it's Keraglei Hamamali. That is the Svara of Rav Sheshes. Now, before we go further, I'd like to mention the Schwerigkeiten and Rashi's Pshat. There are two difficulties, two basic difficulties to understand Rashi. There's one Moiridike Kashe that the Rashba in Beye asks on Rashi. He says, according to Rashi, it comes out like this. Reuven picked up for Shimon water. So according to Rav Nachman, the water doesn't belong to Reuven, because Reuven doesn't want to be kind of the water. The water does not belong to Shimon, because Shimon wasn't zeich in the water. Magbi metzir chaveiroi loikon chaveiroi. That what it says, Keraglei Mishen Ismaluloi, means because later Reuven gave it to Shimon, so now it has Raglei Shimon. Frek the Rashba Moiridike Kashi, he says, what will be Reuven picks up the water, and then, so for Shimon, now Shimon isn't so easy. Now someone taps Reuven on the shoulder. Rabbi, could you please give me the water? Yes, Tzimataiva, give me the water. No. So Reuven gives him the water. So, whose trumim will it have? This third person, the one he gave it to. So, for the Rashba of Rashi, so the lashon of the Gemara is very schwer. Rav Nachman said, "Lekeragle mishen ismaluloi." It has the trumim of the one that he was memale it for. That's not true. It has the one who, there's the trum of the one who he gave it to. So, lemishin is maluloi is the wrong terminology. It doesn't have the trum of the one to who he was mamale it for. It has the trumim of the one who he gave it to. If he gave it to Shimon, it's the trumim of Shimon. If he gave it to Levi, it's the trumim of Levi. That lemishin is maluloi. That's Akasha, the Rashba asks on Rashi, which is a Moiridike Kasha, which let us remain with this Kasha. This is a Kasha on Rashi. There's another Kasha, a Moiridike Kasha, which the Rishonim ask, and Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Keraglei HaMemale. So, Kan Shoyel Aben, Keraglei HaMemale, he didn't pick it up for himself. He picked it up for Yenna. Yenna isn't kaine, fine, so it should be hefke. And that's what Rav Nachman holds according to Rashi. What is the svore of Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshe said, I made a Maisa Kinyan to be Zoiche for someone else. He wasn't Zoiche, so it's mine. I didn't pick it up for myself. How does it become mine? This is a kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. I just want to mention this a moiridike machna afraya that says from this Rashi we see a moiridike yesod, and with that he says pshat in a very difficult rivosh, but he says with Rashi we can understand this. Rashi held, according to Rav Sheshes, if a person makes a maisa kinyan, the maisa kinyan has to bring results. If you make a maisa kinyan, I know it's efka. I want to make a maisa kinyan on that when I'm making a maisa kinyan. So automatically, someone should be kainer. Now, I had in zinin to be kainer for yene. Fine, yene can't be kainer. So since you made the maisa kinyan and yene can't be kainer, and you made the maisa kinyan, it's not, you made a maisa kinyan by kavon alitmes, not for yourself. By making a maisa kinyan and knowing you're making a maisa kinyan, and if the other one isn't kainer, you automatically are kainer. Amoyadike zach. And with this, the Machna Ephraim says, pshat in arivosh, which is very difficult to understand, but with this we can understand this. Amoyadike rivosh. The rivosh says, a goy gave a yid money to buy chametz for him in Pesach. Right? A goy is allowed to possess chametz. The goy gave the yid money, buy for me chametz in Pesach. No, so the yid goes over to another goy. This goy is selling chametz. He's selling schnapps. The goy wants he should buy from him a bottle of schnapps. Fine. He gives him the money, and he gets the schnapps for the goy. He's buying for the goy. Zokta rivosh, pidleiploy. He says like this. The guy who gave the money was not zoiche in the schnapps, because ein shlich is lakom. Yid can't be a shlich for a guy, so the guy wasn't zoiche in the schnapps. So he says, who does the schnapps belong to? To the yid. The yid will be over bal yiro. Pidleiploy. The yid? He bought schnapps for himself? The yid is over bal yiro, because he made a maisa kinyan on the schnapps for the guy, but the guy wasn't kind of the schnapps. The yid is kind of the schnapps. And Mamela, and he tells to Rashi and Beya according to Rav Sheshes. This is Amir de Kazak, but this is Shitas Rashi. Now, before we go further, let us try now to understand our Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Let us just say the Mishnah and learn Rashi on the Mishnah and try to elaborate a little pshat in our Mishnah according to Rashi. The Mishnah says as follows. So yoreichem al gabi behime, v'roas ha-metziye, v'oma l'chaveiroi t'noli, not lo v'oma aniza chisibo. He picked it up and he says, I was oichen it, zochebo. Now, before we see Rashi, let us learn this Mishnah according to Ule, who holds Hamagbir Metziah Lechaveiroi Kone Chaveiroi. So now, the Mishnah says as follows. Hayeroiche v'agabi behemen, v'roas ha-metziah, v'omah lechaveiroi t'noli. He says, give it for me, v'zoiche for me. Not lo v'omar aniza chisibo. He picked it up and he said, "Rabbi, I'm not naive. I'm not your shlak shamish. Aniza chisibo. I want it for myself. Zochebo." She's like, "It means he didn't pick it up for him." So memela. So aniza, I pick it up for myself. Zochebo. Im mishenos noloi. But first, the scenario was as follows. The Reichiv comes to this Yid and tells him, give me the Metziah. Fine. He picks up the Metziah, he gives it to the Reichiv. And then the Reichiv says, thank you. And then the Neutel says, there's nothing to thank. You know, I didn't pick it up for you. I picked it up for myself. I want you to hold it as a pakodin. It's loy omaklum. Now, what is pshat loy omaklum? Because he's not believed. I mean, because the maisa seems that he said, pick it up for me. He picked it up. He gave it to him. And then he woke up and he said, you know, I picked it up for myself and I gave it to you for a pekodin to watch for me. It doesn't seem like that. The Maris Advorim seems that you picked it up for him and you gave it to him. Now you're saying you picked it up for yourself. David, we don't believe you. That is pshat according to Ule. That is pshat in the Mishnah. So if when he picked it up, he said, I was zoiche for myself. I was not zoiche for you. So he says he was zoiche for himself. If he said that afterwards, it's too late. We don't believe you. Now, let us see Rashi. Loi omaklum, tafilu omrinin magbiya metzir lechaveiroi loi konechaveiroi. Now, let's appreciate what's bothering Rashi. If you hold ha magbiya metzir lechaveiroi loi konechaveiroi, so when I picked it up, afilu I picked it up for you, you want koine. Now, so you want koine. So Rashi says, so how did it become his? Kiven the Yavilei, but since he gave it over to him, Kanye Mimonevshech. So the Reichev was Kanye Mimonevshech. Now what's the Mimonevshech? So I'm saying over the Girsa of the Irzarua and Rashi, which is a very clever Girsa. Our Girsa is very misleading. I Kanye Kame Beloy Miskaven. If the first one was koine without any kavone to be koine, that means Rav Sheshes. Rashi is going according to Rav Sheshes in Mesechtes Beye. So Rashi says like this: Ikon ekan ye beloy beloy miskavne. If the first one was koine without any kavone, so it's his. So how is the reichiv koine? Hayavi nelei b'matone. So he gave it to him in a mat, for a matone. So that's why he can't say any zochisibo. You gave it to a matone. That means even though it was yours, because according to Rav Sheshes, it was yours. Hayavi nelei b'matone. How do we know Yavi nelei b'matone? Because why are you quiet the whole time? He says, give it to me. You give it to him. And you don't say anything. So it seems, even though it was yours before, according to Rav Sheshes, but by being quiet and fearing ois what he told you to do, so the Ritas Advorim is, you're doing what he told you to do, and you gave it for a matone. If we hold like Rav Nachman, that the first one was not koine, because he didn't have kavanah to be koine. Mishim loy hoye miskaven liknois. Avalei Hefke. So what happened? So he picked it up for the Reichiv. The Reichiv wasn't koine because Magdi Mitzil Chaveiroi, Leikon Chaveiroi. He wasn't koine because he didn't have to come on it to be koine. It's Avalei Hefke, the Motali Yodi Dahai. So it's Hefke. Till he gets it, the koine, ho, but my doctor, my Yodi, the Kamel Hashem Kni. And he is koine when he takes it away from him. So Rashi says that according to Rav Nachman, Rashi is saying Pshat Mamish according to Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, that how is the Reichiv Koine, if you're the Magbim Mitzil Lechaveiroi, Loikone Chaveiroi, so the Reichiv is Koine not because he picked it up for him, because the Magbim Mitzil Loikone Chaveiroi, he's Koine when he gets it. According to Rav Sheshes, it previously belonged to the Magbiya, but he's giving it to him as a matone now, because he's not saying anything, so it seems he's giving to him l'shem matone. According to Rav Nachman, it's not a matone, it never belonged to the Magbiya, now he gives it to the Reichiv is koine min hefker. This is Pshat Rashi. We mentioned last week, but there's a tremendous problem, according to Rashi, the Reisha of the Mishnah. Now let us learn again the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha says, Tunali, Vamalachavere, Tunali, not love Omar, Ani Zachisi, Bo Zachibo. If he said, I was Zachin it, Zachibo, he was Zachin. So according to Rav Sheishes, why do you have to say, Ani im Omar, Ani Zachisi, Bo Zachibo? According to Rav Sheishes, as soon as he picked it up, automatically it says, what is Pshat the Mishnah? Im Omar ani zochisi bo zocha bo. So, if he doesn't say anything, it says, because that's Shitas Rav Sheishes. This is a shrekleche kasha and Rashi, and the Tumim and Simen Kufay is this kasha and Rashi. So we have a problem. What is Pshat in the Reish? Dachsech Meir, Pshat in the Reish, according to Rashi, is as follows. The div, ani zochisi bo means I picked it up for myself. That's a taich ani zochisi bo. And that's pshat in the sefer. Ani zochisi bo tchila. What pshat in the sefer? Mishanosno. After he gave to me, he says, you know, I didn't pick it up for you. I picked it up for myself. You know why I gave it to you? For a kodem. You should watch it. You should carry it. That's what he's saying. Is loyomaklum, so he's not nemon, because since he told you to give it to him, and you picked it up and you gave it to him, I assume you picked it up for him and you gave it to him. That is the assumption that I assume from the way things were done without you saying anything. It seems you're listening to him. He told you to give it to me, and you picked it up and you gave it to him. So I assume, even though halachically it was yours, as soon as you picked it up, but you didn't say anything and you gave it to him, so I assume you're giving to him a matone. That's what Rashi says. I assume you're giving to him a matone. Now, in the safe, he said, no, yeah, there's a mistake. I never meant to give it to you for a matone. I picked it up for myself. Why am I giving it to you? You should watch it. I don't believe you. I'm sorry. You're not Nemo. Since you didn't say anything then, so I say pshat, that what you gave it to him, you meant to give it l'shem atot. And now you're saying fakert, you're not believing. The Reisha is speaking about such a case. The Reisha is speaking about, he picked it up, and he says, I picked it up for myself. Anizachisi bought the same with the Sefer. I picked it up for myself. And then afterwards, he gave it to him. But he said this, I picked it up for myself before he gave it to him. The difference between the Reisha and the Sefer is, when did he say Ani Zochisibo? The Sefer speaking about, he said Ani Zochisibo after he gave it to him. He says, I picked it up for myself. Why did I give it to you? You should watch it. If I picked it up for myself, I'm giving it to you. Not for a matone. I gave it to you, you should watch. The Reisha is speaking about, he said, before he gave it to him, he says, you know, I picked it up for myself. Weiter, he gives it to him. He doesn't say one word. So the din is zochabo. Then, if I know that he picked it up for himself, so that's what he gave it to him, I don't ever, how many, he gave it to l'shem matone. Chas v'sholem. If he picked it up for himself, I say, nobody gave it to him? You should watch it for a pekodin. If I'm giving you a matone, I have to say I'm giving you a matone. If I didn't say I picked it up for myself, so then we assume mitoy hashtike that you picked it up for him. So I assume you gave it to him for a matone. That is the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. So that means both cases are speaking about that he gave it to him later. And when he gave it to him, he didn't say anything. But if he said, Bishas, he picked it up, I picked it up for myself, so then he's nemon to say that what I gave it to you was L'shem Pikod. In the Sefer, he said the same Pisgam,
But Mishenasna Amaralai, he said it after he gave it to him, then he's not Neman. I assume you gave it L'Shem Matad. That's L'Chay Ripshat, according to Rashi, Alibid Rav Sheshes. Now, let us get back to Taisvitz. So that is Rashi's Pshat. V'Abeinu Tam Pirish. Now let's go an Upshat in the Gemara. Again, we have a tremendous problem in the Gemara. That the Gemara says, there's a machloikes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes keraglei hamemalei or keraglei mishenis maluloi. And the Gemara says, the machloikes is totally in magbi metzila chaveiroi kona chaveiroi. And it would seem that according to Rav Nachman, it's keraglei nismaluloi because he holds kona chaveiroi and this is astira to our Gemara. The Rabbi Netan Pirish, the Hosam Rav Nachman Moide de Kona Chaveiroi, the Einai Chavla Acherim, Sheish Harbei Mayim Beboir. Now, the Rabbi Netan says, Anu Teretz. Rabbi Netan says like this, the whole Machloikis, that Rav Nachman holds a magbiya metziya lechaveiroi loikone chaveiroi, the reason is because it's chav lacherim. That means there's a metziya. I find the metziya on the ground, it's worth $10. No, if I pick it up for Yankel, so I'm chav to bet. You don't want it for yourself, so leave it there. Why are you taking it away from Beryl? So that's called, it's tefis lebachayv, I'm being chav to Beryl. I'm half to bell by being zeicher for Yankel. So I'm not going to make me to Chaveira. Like on the Chaveira. You can't be zeicher for Yankel since you're half to bell. Zog the Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara in Beye speaking about, there's a tremendous amount of water. There's water for everybody. There's an unlimited amount of water. It's talking about he picked it up from a reservoir. There's an unlimited amount of water. So Rav Nachman said, Kone chaveiroi. Why not? It's a chav lacheire. Agamal is speaking about a metziah. So it's a chav lacheire. There Rav Nachman holds that magbi metziah chaveiroi loy kone chaveiroi. They're speaking about there's an unlimited amount of water over there. There's enough for everybody. So why shouldn't Yankel be kind of? What's his left Yankel? I'm half the barrel. There's water for barrel. There's water for everyone. That's the lotion of Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see again. Tampirish tosom of nachmeide konachaber. Deine chav lacherim. Sheshar b'mayim b'boil. There's a lot of water in the boil. Period. Now, this sounds like a very nice teretz, but it's shreklach. The teretz of the Rabbeinu Tam is very difficult to understand. Tashin number one, what does Rav Sheshes hold? The machloik is there, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says, keragle mishin is malaloi. Konech haveroi, it's nachav lacherem, there's no problem, so keragle mishin is malaloi. And what does Rav Sheshes hold? It's not Kiragle Mishin is Malaloi. He holds Loikone Chaveiroi. Why not? It's not Chav Lacherem. So why isn't he Koine? What's Pshat Rav Sheshes? Der Kashif Rektatashis Arosh Vayos. And this Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, what do you do with the Gemara? So I thought there's a Mirdike Mishkenes Yaakov that the Pischei Tshuva brings down in Simen Kuf Hei Sivkotin Aleph. The Mishkenes Yaakov speaks about such a case. Reuven owed money to Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. He owed money to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. This Reuven was a shvera baldova. To get money out of him is it's like pulling teeth. But this Reuven had money. no shaila about it. Reuven had money. So now, Yankel went and took $100 from Reuven. He was zeichet for Shimon. He's zeichet for Shimon. So now the shaila is, was Shimon zeichet? Is this called chav lacherem? What's chav lacherem? You take this $100 from it. Reuven is loaded. Reuven has money. So there's money for Shimon, there's money for Levi. So I was eicher for Shimon, so let Shimon be kind. So the Mishkan is shakim. No. This money you have now. Zicher, Reuven has more money, but now we have here $100 that's accessible. To take the next $100, we have to pull teeth from Reuven. Good, he can pull teeth. But, so you tell Levi to pull teeth. That's called chav lacherem. There's money here available without pulling teeth. So to be zeiche for Shimon, that's called chav lacherem. Amoyredike deher. That means chav lacherem is not only if Shimon will be zeiche, there won't be anything for Levi. That's a poshet to chav lacherem. Chav lacherem means that by Shimon being zeiche, Levi will have to be matrich to get the money. And if Shimon won't be zeiche, so we have here ready money that Levi is just a bigger yachs than the Shimon. That's what the Mishkan HaShakev says. So it could be that this person was memalei mayim min haboyer. Now, memalei mayim min haboyer does not mean that you go and put on the faucet and the water runs out. That's a malamai minabur. Malamai minabur means there's a bur, there's a unlimited amount of water, but there's a tirche. There's a tirche. Malamai minabur. You have to go down to the bur to be malamai. So now the mamalai went down to the bur and he was mamalai mayim. He wants to be zeiche this for Yankel. He wants to be zeiche this for Yankel. So Bevel Tainus, so that means if now there's water out of the boil, if you'll be zeichet for Yankel, so if I want water, I have to go now in the boil and be matrich myself. I want this water. You have lacherem, you have to me by being, if you want it for yourself, gesundheit, I know Tainus, but you don't want it for yourself. So that what you're being zeiche for Yankel, you have to me. That could be, that was the machloikis, Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman held, since in Yisod there's an unlimited supply, so that's not called chav lacherem. That means I took money, I was mamalei mayim for Yankel, so there's mayim there for Bevel also. This is not called chav lacherem. Magbiya metziya lachavere is called chav lacherem. Because if you say the metziya for Yankel, so there's no metziya anymore for Bevel. That's called chav lacherem. But mayim of a boyer that is an unlimited supply, There, that's not called chav lacherem, because, and then if Yankel be zeiche, there's still enough water for Bevel. It could be Rav Sheshes El, this is also called chav lacherem. That means, because, since you're not taking it for yourself, so by being zeiche this for Yankel, so Bevel will have to be matriach himself to make a new miloy. That's also called chav lacherem. Why is zeiche for Yankel? Be zeiche for Bevel. So that's called chav lacherem. Could be that was the machloikes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. There's one more problem on this lotion that, if you look at the lotion of the Gemara says, the magbia mitziya lechaveroi pligi. Now that's very wrong. Magbiya mitziya lechaveroi, there's not pligi. Because everyone holds that magbiya mitziya lechaveroi is leikon lechaveroi. Magbiya mayim is a machloik. It's not magbiya mitziya lechaveroi pligi. This is lechaire a haora on this rabbeinu tam. There's no machloik, it's magbiya mitziya lechaveroi. Magbiya mitziya, everyone holds it's chav lechem, the leikon. the machlekes is by memale mayim, if it's called chav lacherim. So what the loshna gemara is very shver. Magbi mitzilach abay replik. Fine. Now we're gonna have for oid oima rabbeinu tam. Now here the rabbeinu tam zok a meshune dike chiddush, and I'll say over the way. Rav Reuven is mitzadet to say pshat in this rabbeinu tam, and it seems most achroinim learned pshat in this rabbeinu tam. The way I'm gonna say over from Rav Reuven. A meshune dike rabbeinu tam. Ba'oid oima rabbeinu tam, v'shaper garsinen chaveiroi. V'sova Rav Nachman leikona chaveiroi, ki hoche. Rav Nachman holds leikona chaveiroi. V'gam ame malei leikona. Okay, Rav Nachman stimmt. Rav Nachman holds ame abie mitzil chaveiroi, leikona chaveiroi. No, leikona chaveiroi. So the chavu wasn't kaine, the memale wasn't kaine. Lekach shenos nemloikonam. So it will first become so the valet hefker, and when the memale will give it to him, then he'll be kaine. Mahave keraglo. Rav Sheish is sova koni chavere. Rav Sheish is holds koni chavere. Mitam migo de zochi lenafshe. Now migo de zochi lenafshe means. Migo di boy zochi lenafshi, since he could have taken it for himself, zochi nami lechavrei. Veki ben de loikone chaveiroi, elamitam de zochi lenafshi. The whole reason that the chaver is zoiche, mitam de zochi lenafshi, vi have zochi lenafshi, have kiraglo. What would be if he would be zoiche lenafshi? So then it's keraglov. Vashtenami de zochi lechavrei, havi keraglov. Safili zoiche lechavrei, it's also keraglov. Uloi odif minei leinyin tchumim, vave keilu zochi lenafshei. It's keilu zochi lenafshei. Now, there is... I'd like to just say over... A lotion that Rav Reuven says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it is a meiridike concept. The concept of migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre is as follows. The Havelay, this concept of Migu de Zochi Lenafshi Zochi Nami Lechavrei, the Havelay Kekoine Mamish. When a person picks up from Yener, and it works with the Cheshbon of Migu de Zochi Lenafshi, the Havelay Kekoine Mamish, Elishe Bishas Kniyosoi, Hu Makne HaChefetz Lechavrei, Umemela ain loy klumba hachefitz, the kniyosoi vahaknaosoi bois kaachas. A moiridike there. When the lumdis of migu de zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavrei means that when I magbi it, it works bibasachas, it becomes mine and then his. The basachas, because mine and his basachas. That means, in order that it shouldn't be chav lacherim, that's how it works. It becomes mine and his basachas. So since it becomes mine first, so it's keragle hamemalei. That is the svara of Rav Sheishes. That means the only way it becomes his is because migud zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavrei. The zochi lenafshe makes, it becomes, it doesn't work, it works bibasachas. That's not working two steps, because if it would work in two steps, the minute becomes mine, I can't be zoiche my thing for someone else. But it works bibasachas, mine and his. But in the basachas, we hear first mine and then his, so then I'll call upon him, it's keragle hamemalei. This is the svar of Rav Sheishes. Rav Nachman holds there's no such thing. You can't be zeicher for yene. There's no such thing as zochel namsh zochel namelachavoy, and you can't be zeicher for yene. So it's nobody. It's a tzavka. When you give it, then it'll be his. It's karaglamish shenis maleloy. That is the svara of Rav Nachman, and Rav Sheshes holds it's mine and his. And he says this later. And he says, Sharabayne Tame Forish, the Mishumigu the boy Zochi Able Kikoine La Atmoy Umakne Bebasachas. It's like he was Koine and Makne Bebasachas. So Mamela, since it the whole Zechia of Yene only came about through I was first Koine, Saskeragle Hamamale. So it has to have my Trumim. That means I have some sort of a bilis or a schus in the mayim. So that's how it works. I just want to mention one kasha that I think the Ramban asks on this Rabbeinu Tam. We heard before that the Rabbi Lezer holds mi osher laoni machloikis. That Chomim hold oni, oni lo, an oni can take for an oni. Rabbi Lez holds an oshe can take for an oni, as tu migui. Migu di boi mapke, nichse baboni bechozile, migu de zochil nafshe zochil nami lechavle. Like the Ramban, if you learn, migu di boi zochi means it goes through him. By an oshe, you can't say this. Migu di boy mafkir nichsi bavoni bechozile. It could have been mafkir's nechosim. But if you say the seder taka works, it's a schia from the oni to the other oni. Kozman is an osher, there can't be any schia whatsoever. So this is a shverkeit on this Rabbeinu Tam. Al kabonim, this is pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. Now let us go further in the Gemara. And let us just see this Meir de Karashi over here. The Gemara says the what's the time of Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda? Domi Tabai Amik Magbi Metzi Lechaveiroi Leikona Chaveiroi By Taima V'Toifis Lebalchoi B'Mokim Shechav L'Acherim V'Toifis Lebalchoi B'Mokim Shechav L'Acherim Leikona. So let us see Rashi. There's a Meir de Karashi over here. Zogt Rashi, avitoyfes lebalchoy bemokim shechav lachay. Zogt Rashi, ke odom habo mei elov, a person comes on his own accord, vitoyfes momen chaveiroi, nichaps momen chaveiroi, bishvil choy b'shiyesh la'acher olov. Someone, this Reuben owes Shimon Levi Yehuda money, and this person comes, me'elo, and he chaps money from Reuben for Shimon. Bishvil choyv sheyesh la'ach olo. Ubo lekadem, and this person, what's his purpose of being zeiche for Shimon? Ad shelo yitvesenu bal choyv acher, that Levi shouldn't take it. V'nimtzo toif ezeh chav betvisosoy zois, es hanoishim acherim. By taking for Shimon, he's being chav to all the other malvus. Chav la'acherim, zegt Rashi, mafsid es acherim, he's making the others lose. K'moy ein chavin la'odom. He's making that there should be a loss. Lo'y kone, so he's not kone, k'di oma b'ksubis, the love kol kiminei liya is koifet me'elov v'chav le'elov. That means you have no right to come on your own accord v'chav le'elov ma'acher shleso oisei hanoisei shliach litvois. That means he did not make you a shliach to be taifes. You went on your own accord. So me'mele, love kol kiminei. You have no right to do such a thing. So we have here a Murdike Rashi. So Rashi says, the whole halacha of Teifes Lebalchoy the Mokim Shechav Lachem was only said if he came on his own accord. The Lav Kol Kiminei Liyes Kaifetz Me'elov La'elu Ma'achesh Liyes Oysen Oysen Shlich. He didn't make him a shlich. Why are you coming? What's your business? Why are you coming? But from Rashi would seem, but what would be if Shimon would have made him a shlich? No problem. No problem whatsoever. That's what it seems from this Rashi. Now let us see Taifis. Taifis lo balchoi v'mokim shechab lo cheirim loikod. Ma sheperish Rashi mishum d'le'eso shlich, einire. Taifis says it's 100% wrong. The perik ha-koisev mashmem